Unit 4. Track 1.35.
It was day 2 of my first ever North Pole expedition back in 2001. I was 23 years old. There were two people on this expedition, me and a guy called Penn Haddo, who was very experienced. So he was really teaching me how to survive in the Arctic. And it was the morning of day 2. We'd just taken down our tent and started skiing. Penn was in front navigating and I was following his tracks, dragging my sledge. And I started getting a very strange feeling that something was wrong. And I wasn't sure to start with. It felt like I'd forgotten something important. I couldn't quite figure out what wasn't right. And I stopped and turned around and looked behind me, looked back along our tracks, and saw a polar bear walking towards us. Now, early in the spring, at the very start of the expedition, and this was very early March 2001, polar bears have been hibernating through the winter, so they're hungry, they've just woken up, they're looking for breakfast, and we're wearing black clothing. We probably look a bit like seals, which is what bears normally eat. Bears are also the largest land-based carnivore in the world, so they're quite big, scary predators. And I turned around and shouted at Penn, who was in front. Luckily, he heard me, and our bear drill swung into action. Now, we'd practiced what to do once in the car park of a cafe just before we left the UK. And the theory is that we had to stay where we were and try and convince the polar bear that we were bigger and scarier than it was. As I've said, they're big creatures. The heaviest adult male ever recorded was, I think, just over 1,000 kilos, so a ton. They can move at nearly 50 kilometers per hour if they want to. Now, our top speed, pulling sledges, was about 3 kilometers per hour. So we knew there was no way we could outrun the bear. So we had to stay where we were, try and look big and scare it away. Penn was in charge of the gun. We had a shotgun that we'd bought in Russia. That was his job. My job was to look big and to take off my skis, hold the skis in the air, make lots of noise, try and frighten away the bear. And Penn loaded the gun with 2 cartridges. There are 2 barrels in the gun. Closed the barrels, pulled the triggers. There are 2 triggers, 1 for each barrel of the gun. Click, click. And he said, the gun's jammed. And I looked at him. He reloaded the gun, 2 more cartridges, pulled the triggers, click, click. He said, the gun's still jammed. And everything went into slow motion.